Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh, Tavshin Samach Tes. We're finished by Parshas Terumah now, discussing the materials needed to build the Mishkan and the furniture that goes in the Mishkan. We're now ready for the next step, Parshas Tetzaveh, which talks at length about the Kehanim, and particularly the clothing, the garments of the Kehanim, the priestly vestments, is discussed at length in this week's parasha. Something phenomenal. You know, the Torah doesn't waste words, and what's stated in the Torah is of great importance. And here, great detail is given to discuss the begadim. As the pasuk says, V'asisavik dekodesh, right at the outset of the parasha, V'asisavik dekodesh la'arei nechicha. Should make holy begotten for Aaron, lichavoid ulisefaris. They should make be lichavoid, it should be respectful clothing, they should be as an honor for the Kehanim, ulisefaris, it should be a glory to the Kehanim. Then the next pasuk says, Yosu has big day Aaron, lichadashai, lichahanoili. So pasuk base says, you make these vestments, they should be a kavoid ulisefaris. They should be for honor and for glorification. And in the next pasuk, Gimel Yasu is big day Arain Likadashay Lachanili. You make them to sanctify him. So are they for sanctification purposes? Are they for beautification purposes? Are they to make him look beautiful, or are they to make him look holy? So we need to see two Rishonim over here that discuss this. And from here we see of what great importance that we have to understand about clothing in general, and what an effect it has on us, and both the wearer and the observer. So the Ramban says, L'chavod l'sefaris, here in Pasuk Beis, the Ramban says, She'yenichbad u'mefoyar b'malbushim nechbadim u'mefoyarim. The Kehanim should be walking around in the Mishkan, and then subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash, with indeed royal clothing, beautiful clothing. And then the Ramban goes into a lengthy discussion to prove that every one of these begadim, the four of the regular kohen, the eight of the kohen gadol, are alluded to in various psukim in Tanakh, that indeed these were clothing, garments worn by kings. One will point out, you know, that the garments were made of tcheles of this greenish bluish color, and to that he brings as a proof that this was this color and this type of garment was worn by kings. How do we know this? As it says in the Megillah, Mordechai yotzem lefnei ha-melech. Mordechai went out from the king, King Achashverosh, when he already was promoted to this great stature, b'levush malchus, with royal clothing. Tcheles v'chur v'ateres of g'day levesach rugbuz v'argamon. So you see, says Ramban, look, tcheles was one of the royal clothing, royal colors, as Mordechai went out like that. And therefore, that is the idea, says Ramban, of Lechavod L'Sefaris. Number one, first and foremost, that these Kehanim have to be dressed beautifully. They have to be dressed properly with clothing that dignitaries would wear, with clothing that kings would wear. These are basically royal garments for the Kehanim. The Kehanim have to dress royally. Why are they dressing royally? Because they are working in the palace. It's not the palace of King Shaul, of King David, or the other kings of the Yidden, but this is the palace of the King of Kings, and therefore it behooves them to dress properly. And that's the mitzvah over here. L'chavod l'svaris, Kehanim have to be dressed immaculately. There's a halacha, as a matter of fact, that when they put the cheshem, and they put the breastplate on the chest of the kohen, and attach it to the straps and the shoulder, to the stones, there's a halacha v'lo yizach ha-choshen, that the choshen can't move out of place. And if it moves out of place, then the avoda is invalid. So that means obviously they had to tie it down properly and make sure that it didn't move. But if it moved, v'lo yizach ha-choshen, as the pasuk says, The choshen, the breastplate, can't move off of the apron that it's attached to. And if it does, then the avodah is puzzle. Which really, with this understanding, we understand what lekadoshei lechayinuli means also. If we understand that there's great importance put on how the kohanim look and how respectful they should be dressed, it's not only for them, as we'll see in a moment, but for every observer that will come into the Beis HaMikdash, which we know we had a chiyuv to come pilgrimage 3 times a year. And as we know, the Gemara tells us in the Taisus and Bava Basra tells us from Chazal, the point of coming 3 times a year, at a minimum, was to be able to observe the kohanim. These were the role models of Klal Yisrael. We would come 3 times a year and see how they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such zrizus and zahiris, which with an alacrity and a carefulness. We had to observe that. And going away from that, from Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, to go observing the Kohanim, we will go back. It will be enough for the rest of the year to infuse us with this inspiration. But these Kohanim, because these are the ones we're looking at, they have to be careful to be dressed properly. And the Sefer HaChinuch really says this in Mitzvah Tzadi Tes, in the Mitzvah of the clothing that the Kohanim wear. He explains the following. He says, "Ki ha'adam nifal lefi pu'uloisam." A person is greatly affected by his actions, by his thoughts, by his deeds, even by his clothing. And therefore the person who is the shliach, he is the agent between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely the Kohen. HaShliach HaMechaper Tzarech LaHaspis Kol Machshavteh VeKavanosi Al HaAvodah. The Kohen, who we call him Shluchei D'Rachmanu V'Shluchei D'Idan, he's the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the agent of the Jews. He is the conduit between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need him to bring our karbonis. We need him to offer the blood. We need him to offer the sacrifice at Abed HaMizbeach. He is the one making Shalom Bein Klal Yisrael and Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. So he always has to keep this focus. He has to be cognizant of this all the time. And therefore, Alkein Royal Islamish Begodim Yuchodim Eleah. These are special clothing. Lahavta, for example. In the world also, people have uniforms. Right? Soldiers have a particular uniform. They know that they have a uniform, therefore they're always cognizant of their mission. Policemen have a certain uniform, therefore they know who they are. They know what kind of respect they should command. And they know what should have the respect they have to demand of themselves. The clothing themselves put them into a certain state of mind. And so to the Kehanim. He says the same is true with our tefillin. We wear tefillin, we only wear them now by davening, but we wear tefillin to be always conscious of our avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the Kehanim, he says, they also wear tefillin. We never see pictures of the Kehanim, you know, with they just have the 8 garments or the 4 garments, never with them. But they wear tefillin also. The Gemara has a whole shaila. How could it be? How does the hat and the tefillin fit? But they wear tefillin also. It says the Sefer HaChinuch, "V'zeke ein tefillin shenitztavinu hakoylo aniach b'ktzas haguf." Everyone's commanded to wear tefillin and on parts of his body. "Lizikoro in machsheves hakosher," to always have in mind the right thoughts. "V'yafal pishegam hakoyin hayimaneach tefillin," even though the Kohen also wore tefillin. Because of the great avodah that he's being put in, this great task that he's being put up to, tefillin is not sufficient for him. He needs tefillin, and in addition to that, he needs a whole new outfit. His whole wardrobe has to be one that keeps him focused on what he's doing. And we know that's true. That's if someone's going to play golf, so he wears one outfit. If someone's going to have a business meeting, he doesn't dress the same as if he was going to exercise. Why? Because we ourselves perceive ourselves, and others perceive us based on our clothing. And and that in itself is really the mitzvah of lekadoshei. Because those who are coming to the Beis HaMikdash to observe the Kohanim have to have this great respect, so they have to have this extra level of kedusha in order to be even sort of more impressive to even those who come in. To show the effect that appearance has, the clothing have on the person and those who observe it, we'll mention a very famous episode, the Gemara in Brachis, Chav Zayin Amabeis, Chav Ches Amad Aleph. And with this Maisa, you see to the extent of how the effect that clothing, that appearance has on people, even when you know it's not true. The Gemara says like this. There was a story when the Nasi of Klal Yisrael was Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the prince, the Nasi, basically the Rosh Yeshiva, the highest Torah leader in the nation. And an incident happened that the Bezdin felt that Rabbi Gamliel has to step down from his position. And there was a question, who should take over? Should it be Rabbi Yeshua? Couldn't be Rabbi Yeshua. He was involved in the incident. It couldn't be him. Should it be Rabbi Akiva? Very good candidate, Rabbi Akiva. No, he couldn't be for a different reason. Finally, the Gemara says the best candidate that we have is Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. He was a Chacham. He was an Ashir. He had the wisdom needed. He had the wealth needed. And he was proper. He had the right yichus, he had lineage from Ezra. He's the proper one to be the next Nasi. The problem was, he was quite young. How old was he?
18.
He was 18 years old. This we know because we say this in every Leil Seder. We read a Mishnah, a Mishnah later in Brachis, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Hare ani kiven shivim shana, that I am like 70 years old. What do you mean I'm like 70 years old? It refers to this story over here, that right after he became appointed to this being Rosh Yeshiva, the Gemara says, which really his wife said to him, when he asked his wife her advice, should he take the position? She said to him, Les lach yurta. He says, you don't have a white beard, your beard is black. You're not going to get the respect that you need. That day, when he was appointed, he was only 18 years old. And his beard turned white. 18 strands, but his beard turned white. Came into the Beis Medrash, and Hainu to come to Lazar ben Azariah, Hainu Yekven Shiv Mishana, Veloi Berim Shiv Mishana. He wasn't really 70, he was 18 years old. That means everybody knew he was an 18-year-old. Right? Everybody knew yesterday he had a black beard. Today he comes in, his beard is white. I mean, who's he fooling? Right? Who's he fooling? Right? You can fool most of the people some of the time. So who is he fooling? The people who knew he was 18 years old, the answer is it doesn't matter. The effect that it had, not only on the people, the effect that it had on himself. He looked in the mirror now, he looked much older. He looked much more dignified, and to the people also. And Hashem says he needs that respect. He's now becoming the Rosh Hashiva, he's becoming now the Nasi, he needs that respect from people. So a nice happened, he became white overnight, a white beard. But even though people knew the difference, they knew the truth, it still had a great effect. They still had more respect for him. And that's the way it is. And that's what we learn from the Big Day Kahuna. The Kehanim have to have clothing. L'chavoy l'safares. They have to be dignified, beautiful clothing. And it's l'kadishai. And this in turn will add Kedusha to the whole Aveda. By us viewing that and respecting them more, and they respecting themselves, and they being cognizant of their Aveda in the entire time of the Beis HaMikdash, this is the great effect that it has. And therefore, we have to appreciate what effect the way we dress has upon ourselves as well. I good night, Shabbos.